With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth faced some sharp criticism about the Iran war during an appearance before Congress. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Testifying before lawmakers for the first time since the war started, Hegseth defended the military operations during tense exchanges with Democrats, including California's John Garamendi.
You have been lying to the American public about this war from day one, and so has the president.
Hegseth accused congressional Democrats of being the Pentagon's biggest adversary.
You sit there and go on TV for your clickbait about quagmires. It undermines the mission.
The Pentagon says the Iran war has cost $25 billion so far. Greg Clugston, Capitol Hill.
In a 6-3 ruling, the Supreme Court's conservative majority on Wednesday struck down a majority black congressional district in Louisiana. The decision opens the door for more redistricting across the country that could aid Republican efforts to control the House. Opponents called it a major blow to the historical civil rights movement. Tick season is off to a fast start.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued an early advisory to the public this week to guard against ticks. The CDC's tracking system shows that weekly rates of ER visits for tick bites are the highest for this time of the year since 2017, except the South Central United States. Because not every bite results in an infection, it will take time for medical experts to know whether there is an actual surge in Lyme disease or other illnesses. I'm Mike Hempen.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 280 points, the NASDAQ rose 9, the S&P 500 declined by 2. This is SRN News. The grandson of Billy Graham will be in Japan next week.
Bill Graham is scheduled to preach the gospel for 2 days in Shikoku, May 4th and 5th. The Love and Hope celebration will mark Graham's first trip back to Japan since 2014 and is part of a multi-year effort to evangelize the country. Less than 2% of the Japanese population is Christian, and the spread of the gospel has always been stubbornly slow in a nation that is primarily Buddhist or Shintoist with a penchant for ancestor worship. Michael Harrington reporting.
The communist government of Cuba is presiding over one of the worst economic collapses since the 1950s. With government aid running out, local churches are stepping up. Elderly residents in Havana are being fed 3 times a week at the Church of the Holy Spirit in the Old City. Cuban senior citizens say the church meals are a needed supplement to the meager rations they obtain for free from state-run stores. This is SRN News. One of the directors of Camp Mystic has offered a tearful apology to the families of the 25 girls and 2 teen counselors killed in last year's catastrophic Texas flood.
Edward Eastland says he's so sorry, offering the apology during a hearing before a legislative panel investigating the deadly flooding. Dozens of family members of the girls sat just a few feet behind Eastland as he spoke. A written report of findings is expected later in the year. Camp Mystic's owners want to reopen late next month and have said they will only use parts of the camp that did not flood. However, many of the victims' families oppose the plan to reopen the camp. Rich Thomason reporting.
The USS Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier will be heading home following a record-setting deployment. It's been at sea for more than 300 days. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.